This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, I could get this one real easy.
What?
That's Matthew Wilder.
What's the name of the song? It's tricky.
Vagina. I gotta go faster than the song. Nobody's gonna get me down.
Anybody gonna
break my stride.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, hell no, I'm gonna keep on moving.
Yeah, this is one of the songs Diddy sampled and ripped off. Can't nobody hold me down.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Oh, never think of it.
Obviously, I heard that song first growing up, and then. Oh, wait a minute. A rapper sampled a song?
I only remembered it simply because I'm selfish and he has the same name as I do.
In some kind of movie or something?
You never heard it like there was Matthew Sweet. He was a musician. Girls liked him. I didn't really. Wasn't my thing. There was never any Matthews. So I remember that way. Now what if he was related to Gene Wilder or Dash Wilder? Either one. Or any of those people related now that I think about it. Are they in the bloodline together?
Cash Wheeler, if he goes back to Dash Wilder, should walk out of this.
Oh, man.
That would be great.
Do a little dance.
Do a little dance.
Side to side.
With some...
Especially this part.
It's a little effeminate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? It worked for its time. I mean, it did. Like,
it really did.
I can't explain this.
Now coming to the ring from Asheville, North Carolina,
Dash Wilder.
You imagine the whole crowd. Oh no!
He's dressed like Willy Wonka, though.
Yeah.
You think Yeet's over?
Purple
Wait till
velvet.
You hear. Oh no!
Oh no! Speaking of that, fat boy, let me stand up so I can show you. You ready?
What's he gonna do? Oh no! Paige, what does he have on?
See if Paige remembers. She remembers what this is.
Oh, I gotta cue the music.
It's hot peppers. Chili peppers.
We just played them.
Yeah.
This is called a ululale. No, wait a minute. That's DJ. This is a ufala.
Ulafala.
Ulafala.
A.K.A. the pepper necklace.
That means that I am the head of the table.
He's the real OTC.
I gotcha.
But who says there can't be two heads at the table?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me put some respect on your neck.
Put some on it. Look at this. Oh, it's tangled up.
Now, does it grow that way or someone tied those?
They're not even real peppers. It's our... This shows that we're in the bloodline.
We really are. We're in there with the, there's a feud, but still the Samoan werewolf.
I'm the Samoan diabetic.
What? In there with Jimmy Uso. Not Jay. He's been
excommunicated. Our wise woman.
This is a secret brotherhood that I want to join.
Well, it's not much of a secret because we're wearing big pepper necklaces.
Yeah. That's
I'll still count Sami Zayn as the bloodline.
He's Uzi.
Do you have your own secret handshake and things like that? Pepper boys?
Yes. You have to do the shocker shake.
You do. And then you tickle the palm of their hand when you go in with it.
Mm. You can do the minivan. That's one of Paige's favorite moves. That's two in the front and five in the back.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my favorites.
It's always should tickle your finger a little bit and make you laugh.
Man, this is really cool. It's a nice touch.
Thanks. I not that I didn't get one for Paige because there's any reason. It's just like a wrestling thing. But I do have something coming for... Oh, hell. If it comes today, I'll get to you for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
I got you a little because
I gotta wear this during fussing.
Because it's National Radio Day, y'all.
It really is. Hey, I don't want
National Radio Day.
I don't want to brag on myself, but
what does that mean?
Did you notice something when you walked over here?
What?
Well, first off, my damn oolafala fell apart.
Oh, well, you just...
Easy for you to say.
There's a hole on the end. You just put a pepper through it and pull.
It's so you got to put a pepper through it.
Yeah. You see the little circle?
You got to tie it a certain way for
it's like a little noose
ceremony.
On the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the pepper locks it in because I want to wear it during
fussing. It's not an authentic one from the Sokoa family the Reigns regime.
You kept a good one is what you're telling me.
Nope. They're both crappy.
Quite lovely.
But I want to hang it on the wall each day, and I want to put it on before the show as kind of like suiting up, getting ready for
it. Ceremonial little outfit you're wearing.
Yeah.
You need a skirt to go with that.
No, that's called stereotyping.
I mean, the oolafala stands alone. You do not need a skirt.
Yes.
Come on.
That's what Godsmack was singing about.
Okay.
The oolafala stands alone.
Not like a loincloth, but maybe, you know, some kind of shorts that go with it then.
Yes.
Funny you mentioned
that. And will wear a coconut bra.
Okay.
They don't make them that big. They're going to make some fake coconuts.
Big ass coconut.
I was going to mention this earlier. I didn't know if you noticed.
Fat jokes.
What?
I am, see if I can throw up a leg here, see if you notice
anything.
You
wearing pants?
I am sans shorts.
Wow.
Full pants.
It's nippy out there,
man. What happened? Is this like, you know, a holiday or something?
Laundry day.
I have a business lunch meeting. So I'm like, you know what? I'll try to wear the pants. I wish my wife were here to see us. She's still alive, obviously. But when I get home, she will not be there. And I will immediately switch to shorts.
That's why you rush out of here so fast.
Give her a different boy.
No, I'm like, you know what? It has to be a special occasion to wear big-ass Wrangler pants.
What? I'm not at this thing, Emma.
She doesn't expect much, does she?
I knew we got one next week, but I was like, oh, yeah. Lord, I hope it didn't have my dad. That's why I was
trying to get you on this one.
Quickly looking through, I'm good. I'm quickly looking through my calendar. I call it Marie. And you get that as a woman.
Yeah,
you get that
that's
joke.
Quite okay,
you like big ass pot pies, don't you?
Yeah, they're good.
I was like, man, it might as well just break them out.
Congratulations.
And you get a different nod from people when you wear pants.
Do you?
It's more of a respectable look.
I'm going to try not wearing pants and see what happens.
Oh, God. You won't be able to walk anywhere.
Well.
What's that mean?
We'll see to that.
You're not going on a job interview, are you?
No. But, you know, like, people just look at you like, oh, here's a gentleman in pants.
Yeah, but if you were going for, like, a lifeguard job or something and you showed up wearing pants, I'd be like, okay, you're overdressing already.
Yeah.
Like, you should come in here with a little bit of...
you can't do it.
Little sunscreen on your nose, perhaps, you know, a bucket cap, a whistle already, ready to go.
You already have to be a certain body type to be a lifeguard. They're not going to give it to the fat kid who wears a water shirt.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, who dives into the pool to save a life and all the water comes out.
You want
to
save someone, not kill them.
Right. Okay. We're going to kill you with laughter next. We encourage you. It's cool to just listen to it. Don't break your arm or anything trying to run to YouTube, to youtube.com/riseguys or just at the Rise Guys. You'll be able to watch the live performance, and then later by around lunchtime, you'll be able to watch it on all the social media. Talking about a brand new wearing... Oh, you took your oolafala off.
Well, I just messed it up. Now it's going to be like a headband.
Well, you can just hang it on your mic stand. Eventually, it irritates the back of your neck.
I'm like a work at Chili's with this on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are there Samoan restaurants we could wear these to?
It's got to be.
I don't know. Coming up next, Facebook fussing.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. Oh.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Any of these sent in by P1s anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, and the stupid.
Facebook fussing. Put some respect on her name.
Nice little necklaces.
Got my pepper necklace.
Respect
wish
us.
That you had one too.
OTC.
OTC, FTRG. It's a round table, so.
We're
going to get Paige with Pepper Tiara to wear.
Oh.
A tiara, excuse
okay.
me.
Okay.
Do we're bonus bloodline, like bonus brother and bonus sister?
Yeah, we're juicy.
Yeah.
Juicy. Facebook, or pardon me, YouTube at The Rise Guys. It'll be on our Facebook, Instagram, and X and all that other. Shortly thereafter.
Yes, sir. Got to run it through post.
Got to run it through post. Because, like, you know, certain things are... We're getting copyright warnings.
Yeah. Oh, infringement.
Of music. Yeah. So.
So we want to get pushed up, not down.
Yeah. We want to stay in the analytics of the
yes.
algorithm.
Analytics.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Everyone has the scripts, I know.
Actually memorized this one. So.
Did you? I know we...
I don't believe that.
We had a table read at 3:30 this morning.
Really did.
We were going over it. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Beth is Fat Boy. Playing the role of A.J. Simpson is Paige. Playing the role of... Is it Donacy or Donussy?
Donussy.
Donussy. Donutsy.
Donutsy.
Like donuts?
It's like donut, but you take the T off and you replace it with the SSY.
Yeah, Google image search it if you don't believe me.
Donutsy. I would not do that if you're at work. It's Fat Boy. I'm playing the role of Big Clint in all caps as Matt Man.
Oh, you Big Clint.
And
action.
Oh, boys, your girl is single. So question is, who's going to be my little stupid cupid and take me out for Valentine's Day?
Question. Bro, you still drunk? WTF, Valentine's Day?
Shut up. This keyboard sucks. Whatever. Actually, I think there's a piece of popcorn chicken in here between the B and the V's.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. That's going to help you get a date. Not.
Well, if we're making our cases, I'd like to point out that I'm the only one who actually made a reservation at a fancy restaurant 2 months ago, so clearly I planned ahead.
That's cute, real cute. But Beth needs excitement, not just a pre-planned dinner. She needs adventure, spontaneity.
Oh, really, AJ Simpson? What's your grand plan?
Let me get back to you.
Translation? Nothing! That's his damn plan!
Exactly. Well, that's no fun. You boys need help.
You know what? You're all pathetic. Let's be honest here. Y'all don't need fancy restaurants or someone trying to impress you with grand gestures. You need someone who can just maybe hang out, be real, and not turn Valentine's Day into some kind of ridiculous competition. And also, somebody who can throw that damn hammer. Ah, yeah, that's definitely me.
Oh, please. Last time your ass got some ass, the internet still made dial-up sound.
That's actually true.
Hey, I'm selective. Unlike you clowns who are practically on here begging for that bang.
Okay, boys. Let me get this straight. AJ thinks I need adventure. Big Clint thinks planning is the way to my heart. And, well, nobody thinks I need to get laid? LOL.
Nailed it.
Pretty much.
I'd say that pretty much sums it up.
And not one of you thought just to ask me what I actually want?
All right, so what the hell do you want?
Why the hell do you get to ask? You ain't spearheading this whole thing.
I know what the hell she wants. She wants to get drilled like a piece of sheetrock. She wants her shoes hung on her headboard with her feet still in them. You know what I'm getting at.
Well, not exactly, but hey, that don't sound half bad.
So, again I say, what the hell do you want?
I want a quiet night, a good book, and no one fighting over me. So, happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Don't necessarily post a comment after 2 hours of inactivity from Beth. So what's up? Is that it? You just ain't gonna talk to us anymore?
Wow. What a way to be a bitch.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
I just wasn't expecting that.
Y'all, you do know she has a boyfriend, right?
Well, I don't see him in here threatening to beat her asses real good, so who the hell knows?
Yeah, I guess she's got a boyfriend, but hell, she cheats on him more than a dumb F on a math test.
Well, I'm a trainer, and I can say, judging by the looks of her, the only thing she cheats on is her damn diet.
Oh, insane. Big Clint bringing it.
Big Clint is supposed to sound like a personal trainer type of...
Let's pump it, girls.
What's up? I'm Big Clint, in all caps. All
together.
Don't
now.
Read it from a distance.
If you're not throwing up, you're not sitting up. Let's go, fatty.
Is that a real one?
No, I don't know.
That sounds like an exercise motivational board.
Sounds like something old peanut butter lady would have told us back in the day.
Right.
You boys want some peanut butter?
Hello to everyone in the chat on YouTube. YouTube at The Rise Guys, but... here shortly, it'll be on all the other socials at The Rise Guys.
Oh, all these socials, I ain't saying that.
But the other social medias.
Don't think it won't, because guess it will be.
It will be there. Here we go. Scene two. Playing the role of shy T-Lips. Like Shy Smith, who used to play for the Gamecocks, is Matt Mann. Playing the role of the narrator, the incomparable Paige. Playing the role of Rhonda Acuna Jr. Nice. Fat Boy. playing the role of Aaron Juggs is Paige. And playing the role of Mike Rabzargon. Mike Rabzargon is also Matt Mann. And action.
Shy T Lips, post a picture of Hillary Clinton dressed as a witch with the following caption.
Now, have any of you other ladies over there had a hex put on you? Reason I say is because my daughter daddy, oh Lord, I have been on and off for a while now. Anyway, apparently for the last 11 years, he's also had a sugar murmur. Who is a certified witch, I have to add, and also, I don't know, has been putting spells on us and everything. She's even sacrificed aminals.
Oh, I would get out of there, Shy Teen Lips. Bitch sounds cray-cray in the membrane. Hashtag insane in the brain.
She's gone now. Just don't know how long, though, you know, how to fight back, too.
I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't believe in that crap. It's all in your head. Shy T Lips, post ghost and skull emojis.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I've lost a job. I had my bird finger taken off my right hand. Not a medical reason or anything like that. No, the tulip ring was a little too tight. Doctor didn't tell me. I lost a finger. Weeks later, my favorite aunt died. That's right. Aunt Living Good. She's going to be with Jesus. Oh, maybe the devil. Aunt Living Good. And then, of course, she died. And then so did, oh, Lord, I don't even know how to say this. So did Bob Uecker. What a coincidence. Hell no. Hell no. I think not.
First, sorry about your loss or losses. Also, who is Bob Uecker?
Who is Bob Uecker? Listen to this MF up here. Bob Uecker. He played ball, okay? He was an actor. He was the daddy on Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, you mean Bob Uecker.
Oh, okay, Bob Uecker. Oh, God, won't you kiss my ass, Aaron Juggs, acting like you the LAPD of grandma.
Hey, I didn't mean it bad. Again, sorry for your losses. But what does the actor Bob Uecker have to do with you, Shy Tea Lips?
Well, he was only my favorite damned actor of all time. Like I said, he was marvelous as the daddy on Mr. Belvedere. Let's see, he was in that baseball movie Wild Thing where he's always going just a little bit outside. I love that. He was cute. A true friend would know that, tags Rhonda. Ronald knew that, didn't you, girl? Yeah, just a little bit outside.
I want you to quit calling me Ronald.
Oh, sorry. Rhonda Acuna Jr. Eye roll emoji.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I knew this because we BBW BFF since day one-ish. And your number two actor used to be Tom Skerritt.
That's right. That's right. Forever till I go back in this earth.
Shy T Lips. Don't let this witch lady get inside your head. It's like when your parents keep telling you what screwed you up, you are, and then you screw up. Suggestions. Ignore her and don't let it hold free rein in your head.
Well, Aaron Juggs, I just found out that this was happening today, smart peach emoji.
Well, I say again, don't mess with this. I believe we are surrounded by spirits and forces. And I'm dead serious, guys. I still believe in Santa Claus somewhat. I'm 47 somewhat.
Hey, guys, it's me, Mike Rabzargon. Shy T Lips. She's not a witch. She's, she just wanted you to think that. And I told you that I sent her packing. And, well, now she's mad.
See, Shy, it's crap. Just a head game.
Right, right. Like, we had a bad run of luck or whatever, you know. Not everything's going to go smoothly all the time. And that doesn't mean that someone or some energy's directing that.
7 minutes go by with no response.
Hey, Shy T Lips, you a'ight?
You know, maybe she's ignoring you. Mike Rabs are gone. And paying attention to the spirits. Don't go into the light, Caroline.
Ba, 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 ba.
That one didn't work.
I was trying.
Shy T Lips, please tell Ronald to stop it. Shy T Lips,
You know, next MF will call me Ronald. My name is Rhonda. Rhonda Acuna Jr.
Hey, guys, it's me. Mike Rabzergon again. We need to maybe send a wellness check, maybe.
Oh, my freaking Lord. My power done blink. My screen froze up and wouldn't move. I told you I needed help. Somebody DoorDash me some sage to burn up in this mava.
Insane.
Oh, my God.
My power blinked.
My power blinked, my screen froze and wouldn't move. I told you I needed some help. Someone DoorDashed me some sage to burn up in this mafa. Like Phil of Clemson Tigers.
Can I say the
Phil mafa.
What you suggested the inspiration for Rhonda was Rosie Perez?
I thought it would sound funny as Rhonda Acuna Jr. would sound like Rosie Perez. Yes, I put that on there.
I wanted you to know I was trying to do that, but it came off more as like a gay Mike Tyson.
It did.
Oh, my God. Run.
We had a little bit of an impediment on it. But, you know, we're not all trained actors like Paige.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, does no one in Hollywood can do a hung man like her.
She can't.
Verbally,
they can't.
I mean. And I don't mean like that. I mean like...
I was,
sound like one.
I was waiting for the shy tea lips if it was going to run together.
I was watching. I was like oh Paige, remember, it's S-H-I. First name is shy. Middle name starts with T and last name lips with two P's.
Last name lips.
No relations to Mike Rabzergon.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you this.
Oh, God.
What you just heard was real.
Ish.
We had some liberties with some of it. Definitely changed the names. We always do that to protect the innocent. The guilty.
And the Ulafala. Or the stupid.
Nice little necklaces.
Thank you.
Pepper necklace.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fuss In.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This brings back so many good memories. So many good memories. You know, do you have an event or a memory in your mind where, like, the complete
day beginning to end was great. Or is there some funk in there too? Meaning, you know, like, this is funked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not really long term that you remember, but like more so in the moment.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago or
like
whatever.
I remember when we had don't do this, Matt. You're on live right now. Damn it. I just sold myself.
Yeah,
no,
you
I'm
lie.
Just kidding. What was the name of Rammstein? Okay.
Rammstein.
When we did the concert with them.
Till and the boys.
They wanted payment in cash. Not a check. Not joking about the cash either. Like they wanted it in a briefcase. Like on wrestling. I mean, like,
yeah.
It was the weirdest freaking thing. But I just remember thinking, like, how much fun that was. Because it was at the Greenville Pickens Speedway when we did that particular birthday bash.
That was insanity. That was so much fun.
But then I sit here and remember, and this is where Paige may help, probably will. Who was it that was with us or worked with us or something? They ended up having a major injury that day from crowd surfing. Do you
Didn't
remember?
Someone fall off the top of the van?
Okay.
Somebody fell and turned too.
Like hurt his,
maybe
like
they tried to
his ankle or something?
Jump off. I thought they broke it. They jumped off the top of the station van into a sea of people, which, smart.
Yeah.
It was the time of trust falls.
It really was. Everybody was doing it.
And that person, I think they broke their leg, broke their ankle or something.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember thinking that was poor judgment on that person's part.
Right!
Yeah, bless them.
And then also we did a contest. We did it for all our concerts. Back when it was easy for a radio station to actually promote a concert, which
you wanted to announce them because they were fun.
Oh
and
God,
big.
And it was like something that, like Mark Hendricks, our boss, like he was the promoter of it. He put the bill together and everything. And now, like, you know, I mean, it is like. The way Fanatics is to sports, meaning the brand Fanatics and the way they kind of went in and like taken over all the merch and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, doing concert promotions are the same way now. Like, there are, you could go try to book a band, but you're going to go through humpteen different people to get there. It's like the gas that comes out of the ground or the oil. By the time you pump it in your car, what is it, 23 or 24 people have gotten money off that gallon of gas,
yep.
The way the markup goes. So it's impossible. So anyway, we'd given away this promotion we'd always done called Best Seat in the House, where I think it was Lazy Boy, I think we'd do it with.
On stage, we put
the two recliners on stage. You would get to watch the entire, and it was like a full day, you know, like four or five different bands. And you would then get to, and I don't know how this went, but you'd get to keep the recliners. Now, I don't know if you had to take them home that night.
Or if you went back and got other, like if you went on a game show, you went to your local dealership and got the car.
Yeah, you didn't actually drive it home from Los Angeles.
Like, would you go back and get a different chair?
Yeah, they got to keep the chairs, but I don't know if it was those chairs.
Ah.
Or if, like Fatboy said, they just got to go in with some kind of.
Go pick out some nice
stuff. But Duhas, Rammstein. After they got their Halliburton of cash, it's like, we're not going to do this show with the people sitting in the recliners on the stage. It's like, my God, man.
Now, let me ask you this. Was this the one where the people didn't like the food that was served?
Yes.
And we had to get, okay.
Yes.
Because the other one was the rainstorm where I was practically wearing nothing because my clothes stuck to me and I looked like, oh God, that was awful.
Oh, she was like showing through the shirt.
Well, we had white t-shirts on and it was raining and I looked doing a t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Like you're going to Mother
Rob
Fletcher's.
Zombie's brother, his band.
Spider.
Oh, God.
Power Man 5000. They tried to fight our promotions director. Because it's like, well, these other bands, our promotions director's like, well, the other bands are playing. Because it was like, you know, the way Ghost was a while back with the equipment.
My God.
Power Man 5000's like, we don't have the insurance to go up there and perform in case we get struck by lightning or something.
And
then the other band. I can't think of who it was.
Edema didn't go on because they didn't want to. They were afraid of. They just didn't want
to
play.
Who was
the
guy who was? He talked crap to the other bands and walked out into the crowd with the mic, like into the crowd. He was from one of the singers from one of the bands.
So that's the thing. You had to make sure you booked bands that were cool with each other.
Right.
Now he was the good looking one, right?
Spider, you know, blonde hair, kind of
no,
tall.
No,
oh, was it Hugo? Was it Tantric?
Yes!
It was
Tantric. God,
okay, Hugo, I love Hugo. No, he's one of my favorite people.
He was pissed that some of these bands would not play because It was misty raining.
Yeah.
It was no lightning, none of that, because where we were playing, they wouldn't have let that happen. But
well, what happened was Edema didn't want to go on. You know, they're like, we don't play in weather, and the next band like, hell, we do. So they went on instead of
them. He was like a big F you to the other bands. He walked out into the crowd, and it was raining by that point. He had a corded mic walking through the crowd.
Oh, my God.
He fell. He was walking down, and I go, you need to be careful when you're walking, because I know I go, how much have you had to drink?
Yeah, he's like, I haven't drank anything.
Before he went on stage, I go, okay, so where did this bottle start, and where are you? And I said, you need to be careful walking around, especially because it's mud. And he just slipped down the hill.
God, that was...
Do you remember when he did that?
Yeah.
See, that was like...
That was a messy time, but it was so fun.
The band dynamics, like, you know, puddle of mud. As soon as they were done, Wes immediately left. They weren't talking to each other. I wasn't there for this one, but you guys virtually saw Chevelle break up.
Oh, yeah.
Before the show.
Yeah. Literally that walked was, right through their fight.
Like, that was at crazy. The handlebar, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I remember
they
that.
Literally broke up. It was like the American version of Gallagher.
Was that the night we were playing the piano upstairs?
Hold on, I can do this. Outcast. No, it's not Outcast.
Gallagher Brothers.
Who is it? Shoot.
Gallagher 1 and 2.
Remember that?
I want to be the one that says... Everclear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it's not Everclear.
No, like, I don't... Like, you're so far off. We can't even think about that.
I don't know. You know, there's just certain times when you just don't remember, and it doesn't
I remember playing piano upstairs. That wonky piano with the keys Offspring. That were messed up, and we were trying to play piano.
Well, Stabbing Westward was the song that you reminded me of, but I don't remember that ever being a thing as far as band beef. But what you're talking about was such a great time where you could just come up with any idea for a promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you could almost see it come to fruition.
Yeah. And then, you know, Rob Inario is the difference. I mean, the lawyers though got involved and like
Well, I remember
they were female lawyers.
I remember one show with one of the bands, because you know my husband did EMS, and one of the members of the
did
band
did EMA though. That's the question.
Oh yeah,
he did administer some. I don't know what you're talking about, but
write it down. You got to write it down for because she said that before. She doesn't know that one.
No.
Okay, he did not EMA.
No, he did not do that. But he did give EMT. He did give someone.
ATM?
Some medication and
Narcon them up?
No.
Narcon them up?
Dude, you could have been able to sell Narcon for like $50 a bottle at this thing.
An allergic reaction where he was swollen. His face was all swollen.
Yeah.
And so Chris gave him an IV and gave him some, I guess something for allergies, but he was able to play the drums.
Oh,
that was my
my
favorite picture all time of Paige's husband was meeting the Black Keys, and they're all looking in different directions. It's like they've fallen on hard times, the Black Keys, but it's like nobody wanted to be there in that moment.
They've fallen on hard times.
Yeah,
They were kind of annoyed because of the weather. The weather wasn't good, and they were delayed.
But there was two with them though. The one out at Simpsonville at Heritage Park, that was sunny. That was a nice, very
hot
nice
day.
Very
hot.
That was the day with Chris Jericho.
Oh God, yeah, asked Jericho to take our picture.
Yeah,
the Black Keys at that was like a big dance party.
That was so much fun
with Rob Zombie. I was
dancing. Then corporate America gets involved, and then suddenly there's like rules, and then you got to card people, and you can't sell underage beer and all that.
Changed the whole game. You don't get actual tickets anymore.
You don't get actual tickets. Used to get programs too to concerts. Like I remember, I don't remember who it was. Might have been Alabama, but it was one of the first concerts I went to, and. Oh, God, The Diary of a Fat Kid. I did not know about the t-shirts when I would go to concerts because, you know, the way I was always an extra large since day one. Day one-ish. I'm an XL. And
XL loose.
You know, but even that, international XL is different from American XL. So I would always buy something different. And sometimes you'd buy a program.
Yeah.
A program to a concert.
Which
now you don't even get a ticket.
They had all kind of different merch.
It's like, you at least go to the concert. You're going to get a souvenir of a ticket stub. Now you don't get dick.
What do you put on the
cork? I mean, you know what I mean. Like, stuff.
What do you put on the cork board? You got no stubs.
What's on my memory? What's in my scrapbook now? Nothing. Everything's digital.
God, man.
Digital scrapbooks should be the next thing. Or is that called Pinterest?
Yeah. It pretty much
I spit everywhere when I said that too. I apologize.
Scrapbooking, or do you need to know how to get blood out of something, or dye out of something? Yep.
Right.
Turnip.
Okay. You know what? We didn't even do headlines here. You want to do those next page?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the best and the worst gifts to give tomorrow. You might have already got that, so I can redeem you.
Ulafala.
Yeah.
We got two.
Yeah. All right, we'll get the answer to that and help you out next. Your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.